A Handful of Dust by Evelyn Waugh. Read by Andrew Sachs. Chapter 1. Du côté de chez Beaver.
Was anyone hurt?
No one, I'm thankful to say, said Mrs. Beaver, except two housemaids who lost their heads and jumped through a glass roof into the paved court. Oh, they were in no danger. Fire never reached the bedrooms, I'm afraid. Still, they're bound to need doing up, everything black with smoke and drenched in water. And luckily they had that old-fashioned sort of extinguisher that ruins everything. I really cannot complain. The chief rooms were completely gutted, and everything was insured. Sylvia Newport knows the people. I must get on to them this morning before that ghoul, Mrs. Shutter, snaps them up.
Mrs. Beaver stood with her back to the fire, eating her morning yogurt. She held the carton close under her chin and gobbled with a spoon.
Oh, heavens, how nasty this stuff is. I wish you'd take to it, John. You're looking so tired lately, I don't know how I should get through my day without it.
But, Mumsy, I haven't as much to do as you have.
Oh, that's true, my son.
John Beaver lived with his mother at the house in Sussex Gardens, where they had moved after his father's death. There was little in it to suggest the austerely elegant interiors which Mrs. Beaver planned for her customers. It was crowded with the unsaleable furniture of two larger houses, without pretension to any period, least of all to the present. The best pieces, and those which had sentimental interest for Mrs. Beaver, were in the L-shaped drawing room upstairs. Beaver had a dark little sitting room on the ground floor behind the dining room and his own telephone. The elderly parlourmaid looked after his clothes. She also dusted, polished, and maintained in symmetrical order on his dressing table and on the top of his chest of drawers the collection of sombre and bulky objects that had stood in